Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with livestock market economist Darrell Peel, talking cattle on feed in just a moment.
Superior Livestock going to have their Big Sky Roundup Thursday, June 25th. It'll be on Dish Network Satellite 997 SLA TV and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. It'll start with the Superior Sunrise at 7:30, video auction at 8 a.m. 44,900 head will be offered, including 7,300 yearling steers, 5,000 yearling heifers, over 7,000 weaned calves, and 24,000 calves on cows. Go to SuperiorLivestock.com for more information or call them 800-422-2117.
Stillwater Milling Company has served customers since 1891, and you're invited to be part of the culture. Stillwater Milling Company thinks they have the best customers in the world. If you haven't experienced the quality of A&M feeds and our top caliber service, it's time you did. Make the best choice. Call Stillwater Milling Company today at 1-800-364-6804 for the branch or dealer location nearest you. Stillwater Milling Company and A&M Feeds, the best choice for livestock feed.
We're talking today with livestock market economist Dr. Darrell Peel. Darrell, latest cattle on feed report released by the U.S. Department of Agriculture. Maybe first of all, why don't you run down the numbers for us?
You bet. The June cattle on feed report showed that placements in May were about 99% of a year ago. Marketings in the month of May were 72% of a year ago. The on feed total as of June 1st was, it rounds up to even with a year ago, just down fractionally from 1 year ago.
With those kind of numbers in place, is that pretty well what you were anticipating?
It is quite close to the expectations going into this report. Really no surprises at all. It's important to keep in mind that this May had two less business days than a year ago. That happens every once in a while when the calendar falls right.
Clearly, that placement number is important. I know the trade always, you know, it's basically flat with a year ago for all practical purposes. What does that mean to you?
Well, you know, we're kind of back on track, I guess. You know, we had 2 months of very, very low placements in March and April. We saw, you know, in terms of auction volumes, we knew that those calves were coming into town, those feeder cattle. And so, you know, we're kind of back on track. And you know, the cattle are still out there. We're just moving them around through the year. So you can think about that in various ways. One of the important things, though, again, is those 2 months of very low placements ahead of this May are what's going to buy us a little bit of a hole in feedlot marketings as we go into the fall. That's probably going to be important to give us an opportunity to catch up on the backlog of fed cattle that we didn't get slaughtered in April and May. You know, all of these things are going to work out. By the end of the year, we're probably going to be pretty close to where we would have been, but we will have been through a lot of dynamics in the meantime.
When you look at those numbers on the marketing side, way under a year ago, that, you know, obviously we anticipated that it would be quite a bit under that particular level.
That's right. And again, keep in mind the two less days. So, you know, you can take almost 10% of that as just the fact that there were fewer days in May. But nevertheless, yes, it was down. We've been watching the slaughter capacity rebuild ever since then. And, you know, we're back up now to a point where we're running about 98 to 99% of year-ago levels. But obviously, as we started May, we were running way below year-ago levels. And so that's reflected in this marketings number.
When you look at the overall marketing's number, I guess one of the things you have to balance it all out, you know, against the fact that we've got carcasses so much bigger than a year ago.
That's right. You know, if you use last year's carcass weights, then effectively you can add about 3.5 to 4% to the slaughter weights to the slaughter total today. So instead of being 98% or 99% of a year ago, we're effectively slaughtering more cattle than a year ago when you adjust for carcass weights. The bottom line is that on a week-to-week basis, it started last week, and for the balance of the year, more than likely, we're going to see year-over-year increases in beef production. So again, these crazy dynamics we've been in April and May, we had shortages of beef in the marketplace. We're going to go into a situation now where we have a relatively large supply of beef that's actually going to put some pressure on this market as we go forward from here.
Given the fact that wholesale box beef prices shot up and they now are shooting lower, and we're really almost back to pre-COVID levels, it seems like. What does that mean for our slaughter cattle prices?
Well, again, we've got a huge backlog of slaughter cattle. We just simply couldn't deal with them in April and May on a timely fashion, but they're still there. So, you know, we're going to have an imbalance, if you will, between the supply and demand for slaughter cattle for many more weeks here. So that's going to keep pressure on these fed cattle prices. And you can add to that the fact that this box beef, wholesale beef value now has come back down to the levels it has, which would, they're really not low enough yet to add additional pressure probably to that fed cattle market, but they're certainly, and they may do it. We may see these box beef prices actually go somewhat lower yet. So we have to keep all of that in mind as we go forward.
Extension livestock market economist out of Oklahoma State University, Dr. Darrell Peel. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
I'm Sean Voskel, ARP Oklahoma State Director, reminding you the state's primary elections are June 30th. Are you worried about voting in person? If so, request an absentee ballot. Visit elections.ok.gov or call your county election board to request an absentee ballot. Then mail your ballot with a copy of your ID or have your ballot notarized. Oklahomans 50 and over are the most powerful voting bloc, so make your voices heard. If you plan to vote absentee, request your ballot by June 23rd. Learn more at aarp.org/ok.
And that's your Beef Buzz. Have yourself a great day, everybody. I'm Farm Director Ron Hayes reporting.